Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts in front of the plate. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Wilson steals third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Hebner and over to Dyer, who tags Wilson for the out. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Brett steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quirk. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Quirk steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quirk moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Kemp chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Wagner. Wagner fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Wagner. Quirk scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. White moves all the way to home. It's 4-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peters. McRae reaches second base with a double. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer strikes out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Royals. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Washington reaches second base with a double. Hurdle scores. It's 6-2, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Peters steals second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing shortstop. John Hiller now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. McRae reaches second base with a double. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Washington. Whitaker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Royals. Marty Patton now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hebner scores. It's 6-5, Royals. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Patton. Gibson moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle, who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Summers goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 6, Royals, 6. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Akins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock strikes out. One out. John Way then pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peters, who is chasing the ball. Way then reaches third base with a triple. Dave Chalk pinch hits for Clint Hurdle. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Way then tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peters, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Bob Detheridge now playing right field. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.